listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Every song on Peter Cat Recording Company's new album, Beta, feels like an explosion of ideas. I can look away.
A lot of the way we build our songs is we just join different ideas later, you know, which have been happening independently. So it's not a linear progression.
That's Suryakant Swani, one of the members of the band, Art Collective, and yes, recording company. Originally based in Delhi, the Indian rock band has been DIY from the start, with every band member taking on multiple roles.
It's now just a necessity to be a producer if you're a musician.
Suryakant and Kartik Pillai join me to talk about making Beta, and we'll find out what happened during the spiritual experience that led to the formation of the band.
It was mushrooms.
It's Peter Cat Recording Company. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Peter Cat Recording Company, my favorite musical discovery of the year. Not just because the music is great, but because these guys are a blast. Our conversation happens after this one from Jim James.
Our life again.
from NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Peter Cat Recording Company's latest album, Beta, was self-described as a collection of stories about the future told 50 years in the past to make sense of the present. If you've never spent any time with the Indian rock band, this may sound ambitious. But ambition is something these guys have in spades. Beta is exploding with ideas, surprises, and craftsmanship. There are serious topics at play, but playful in their execution, often delivered by vocalist Suryakant Swani, playing the part of a crooning raconteur on songs like People Never Change. I caught up with Suryakant and multi-instrumentalist Kartik Pillai from their world tour stop in London to talk about making Beta. Our conversation gets underway with the song from the record called Fool Muse. It's Peter Cat Recording Company on World Cafe.
Could I be a muse or something of you? So won't you save me? Won't you keep me like no one knew? All those years I was a glove and you knew it. Smiled when I said something stupid. If you ever want to confess what goes on in your head, nothing I can't guess. Nothing really new, I bet. Not trying to be a creep or be obtuse, but you can use me. Hit and abuse me, and I'll make you happy. I'll make you so glad that you're my baby. I want you so bad. And if you're done living in your house of mirrors, oh, won't you unplug? Sitting by my fire, you hoping, don't seem too late. 'Cause everything you love, I hate. But no matter what, it's never gonna be. 'Cause you make me happy. You make me so glad that you're my baby. I want you so bad. Yeah, you make me happy. You make me so glad that you're my baby.
Peter Cat Recording Company with Fool Muse. It's a song from their new studio album, Beta. Currently, the band Originally from Delhi are wrapping up their Good Luck Beta 2024 World Tour, featuring several support dates for Krungbin. My guests today are Surakant Sawhney and Kartik Pillai of Peter Cat Recording Company. I'm Kaleo, it's World Cafe. Gentlemen, nice to meet. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You got it. You know, a lot happened between the release of your 2019 album, Bishmala. You know, some universal things like the pandemic, but also a relocation for the band from Delhi to Goa. You know, at that point, having been a band for almost a decade or around a decade, what is the motivation for that move? Because it is quite the difference going from being in New Delhi to being in the Goa district or the Goa region.
I know me and my wife are looking to move out of Delhi, for example, for a while, and the pandemic just sped that up. And the reasons for that, I think, were multifold. One being the pollution in Delhi was personally like quite a problem, and just made it difficult to have a healthy lifestyle. Like, I'm just blocked all the time in Delhi. Like, you just land in Delhi and you start like feeling
really?
It's intense. It's a real thing. It's not one of those things which are in your head. So I think that sort of started the little engine about moving to Goa, because once we moved, everybody also sort of followed and found it was about finding a good space and place. And so I think 2 years, how long were you there, Kartik?
I was there for 1.5 years. 2 years.
So at least 2 years we all were in Goa together. And out after that, one Kartik, which you're talking to, obviously, he left to go back to Faridabad, which is next to Delhi. I think Goa didn't suit him health-wise also, ironically.
The air in Goa, it's clean, but it's just like, I don't know, it does something to me.
I mean, I imagine, you know, environment plays such a huge role in how people are creative and where they create and what they create. You know, how did that inform what Beta would end up becoming? Because it is, you know, Peter Cat is like, this band is adventurous and does a lot of different things, but this is a different type of adventurousness for the band. And I imagine that environment played a big part in that.
There was two kinds of sort of things. The composition of the band had also changed, because Bismillah was from a different sort of composition of the band before. Kartik, me and Karan are probably the older, the members of the last sort of iteration of the band, which remains. And then the two people who came in, I think, so it was there, the combination of them, Bhola and Rohit, and combining with us, which was one big aspect of the sound changing. And then the second aspect, like you're saying, is I think it just became a lot more, we also, not just Goa, I think we recorded music around the world this time. So there was a certain freedom to like the way we were going about it, and some sort of self-confidence. And maybe there's a lot more music about the sea, but I guess we always had that. So it's hard to say if Goa itself had an impact, but we definitely recorded in some interesting places in Goa, which had an oral sort of presence in the album, you know?
But I mean, actually sonically there is an impact, because we recorded a bunch of songs in specific spaces in Goa, but I think otherwise we're more or less like a insular band. I don't want to call us incels specifically, but maybe.
Huge distinction.
The environment is is the sample, is the Foley in the back.
Exactly.
I want to get into a little bit of process and how you put together a record like this in just a few minutes, but we have another song to get to. If you're listening to World Cafe, we are talking with Peter Cat Recording Company. The new album is Beta. People never change. What was the seed? What was the first building block? Because I kind of want to ask how you built this.
A lot of the way we build our songs is we just join different ideas later, you know, which have been happening independently. So it's not a linear progression. So the people never change in terms of verse and chorus was there for a while. But by itself, it felt extremely, I don't know, it just felt boring. It felt like just another sort of catchy, but, you know, indie rock dance song. I don't know. It fell into these really generic spaces. So then when that happens, sometimes you either give up on the song, which happens a lot, or you figure out what can happen to make this move another level. And then, you know, as luck may have it, I was playing with some Punjabi samples in its own thing, doing its own stuff. And at some point, there's a lot of this. We may sit down and just have these ideas of stitching things together sometimes and just seeing what happens. And if there's even a semblance of the stitching working together, then you do another sort of mending sort of like. It's really like just tying clothes and different fabric together and seeing what happens. And, you know, like, I think in that song particularly, it's really hard to figure out whether it's good or bad because, I don't know, I wasn't really ready to listen to Punjabi music like that. And then, yeah, I don't know. We took a chance, I think, with that, you know. And it ends up having a very unique texture. It was a gamble, yeah.
Yeah. Kartik, what are your thoughts on the song?
It's an interesting song. I was also not ready to listen to that Punjabi sample. But I usually just like listen to stuff and like how I emote with it, and it's got a great chorus, and I know it came from like a specific space for Suryakant also, so yeah, I appreciate the songwriting.
Let's take a listen to it right now from Peter Cat Recording Company. This is People Never Change on World Cafe.
People never change, but I will, 'cause I never give up, that I'll never be enough. I have washed away my sins, so I never gotta face consequences. They just want to see you burn. They don't want to see the world turn. I can walk away, spineless, pretend it's a movie. I don't want to face a crisis or something. But I live, they just wanna see you fall, they just wanna see you crawl. I'm an enemy of violence, till a bullet in the heart is kindness. Let me be awake or silent, I don't wanna be a crowd, I just wanna be a cloud, and I wanna see it work out. I can walk away, spineless, pretend it's a move. I don't wanna face a crisis or something that's so real, but I don't wanna go. The rain came. Why
On World Cafe, it's Peter Cat Recording Company with People Never Change, a song from their new album, Beta, which is available now. Kartik Pillai and Surikant Sani are my guests from the band. I'm Kaleo here on World Cafe. Thinking about Beta, you know, there's indie, there's electronic, there's sample heavy stuff, there's some acoustic stuff. Like, how much structure does a song need to like build it? Or is it really just maybe Frankensteining songs? I'm going to build a hook and I'm going to find a melody for it somewhere else.
See, like every song is going to be different. Every song has its own structure, its own procedure. There's no, you can't do the same thing for every song. Every time you have to find a little trick, a little spin every time. And how a song comes to you and who was there with you is also a big factor in how it comes about. And some songs do get Frankenstein, like you're saying. But some songs also just kind of, they're just recordings and jams also, which inspire those other songs. It's like a mix of everything, basically.
So with you know, not a lot of structure, what type of restraints do you need so that you can end a song and say it's done?
In our case, we're like, there's another added layer of complexity and also where you can mess it up because we also tend to self-produce. So, you know, we have a few people around us acting as guardrails against us overproducing or being satisfied. But I still do believe like that you can definitely find a point of satisfaction with the song where you're ready to release it. You're never fully satisfied, but there, you know, like in this never-ending journey of a song, there are several times where you will feel that sense of completion, and you should just. You should act on it and finish it and put it out and move on to the next song.
Yeah, yeah. Was being self-produced a necessity thing in the beginning?
Yeah, pretty much. And it was also pretty convenient.
It's now just a necessity to be a producer if you're a musician. Like, just from every perspective, like the perspective to mold your music the way you wish for it to be, for cost effectiveness, for you know, just constantly learning, understanding more about everything involved in music. You need to be a producer. You need to know how to record your own music. You need to know all that stuff. Unless you're some, you know, incredibly like talented particular singer or particular kind of musician who people will seek out and then, you know, really build a universe around, which is all said and done really rare, you know. For people like us who are just above average, you need to know how to do all this yourself, and yeah, it helps. And it, and like Kartik said, it's a lot of fun.
Everything in moderation.
Exactly.
It works for everything. You're listening to World Cafe. We're talking with Peter Cat Recording Company. Surikant Sani and Kartik Pillai are here. The new album is called Beta. I have an obligatory, it's not obligatory, I have a Wikipedia question, because I think it's worthy of being asked. It's origin story related.
It was mushrooms.
Okay. That's not what I was going to... All right. That answers the question. For our audience, the first sentence of the history section of Peter Cat Recording Company reads, in 2008, Surikant Sani had a spiritual experience in San Francisco, which led him to believe he should seriously consider a career in music. I was going to ask, is that kind of true, completely true, or not true at all? I'm guessing it's completely true.
It was definitely bizarre, and it is completely true. Because I definitely persevered to become a musician after that in my life. But perhaps I do feel like ever since I was young, I did always want to be a musician or at least be a renowned musician. I remember one time I just wanted to impress my dad. So one evening he comes back from the office and I play him this recording from a CD which I'd been gifted the San Francisco Philharmonic Orchestra. And 6 months ago, he had bought me a small Yamaha keyboard. So I told him after playing that CD that I recorded this today morning and wrote
it. Oh my God.
And I think it was Bach. And now I'm like, how absurd was that? Like, my 40-year-old dad's like looking at me and he must have been like, is this... What?
Is he for real?
And now, if you play that keyboard, all it can do is like the cheesy, you know, Casio sounds. Ping, pong, pam, pam, pam. It's ridiculous.
It's the perfect. That's the origin story, really. We get some one of your fans to edit that into the Wikipedia. You know, I feel like all's fair. You know, Kartik, no origin story posted on Wikipedia for you. What is your origin story with this band?
I really liked music, and then my parents just put me in a piano class for a year. Pretty much.
like purgatory.
I hate it. Yeah, pretty much. I hated that for that 1 year. I don't know. Then after that, I just picked it up again when I was 17, I guess. Because I heard some great albums and I was an angry young fella. Just wanted to play a lot of distortion. And one day I found my brother's guitar, actually, which I never knew he played. And he still can't play. But he's really bad at it. He's really bad at guitar. His guitar, an amp, and a cable. And the amp has a distortion button. And then I was hooked. I just played it and I was like, yes, that's it. That's what I liked.
We're talking with Peter Cat Recording Company. The new album is Beta. We have one more song to get to. I want to read a lyric from the song. The air was erasing me, scorching my lungs. It's powerful stuff from Seed. You know, based on what you told me about your experience in Delhi, I'm guessing, you know, this is a reference to climate change. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, sort of how that fits into the themes of Beta?
I mean, I think it just came out of a way, like sometimes I just, when I'm playing at home and I have these phases of being by myself, it was one of the songs which came up. And usually with a song, sometimes I just have a little vision of what's going on visually. And in that song, for some reason, I really just felt like a child. And I imagined going out with a girl and it was happening. But the song is really about going out with a girl and showing her like the remnants of a civilization. It's definitely part of it is climate. Like it's not meant to be climate change. It's more like, oh, it's all, I'm in this polluted environment, but it's not about climate change. You know what I mean?
I wrote in my notes when I listened to this song, beautifully hopeless, which makes me maybe a little bit morbid.
It's a lament, actually, the song, the way I look at it. I just feel bad because I'm also like somebody who really likes to go deep into physics and astrophysics and stuff like that. And I do spend a lot of time thinking about the sort of miracle of this planet existing in this universe and how absurd everything is and like what are we doing, what's going on. And then it does make me sometimes really sad to imagine that all this is, you know, it's balanced on such a, like, delicate precipice. There's so much. There are these moments where I just have, like, wow, I live in a very profoundly beautiful place, and I hope it lasts.
Beautifully said. Let's take a listen to it. It's Seed from Peter Cat Recording Company here on World Cafe.
Let the field among the clouds, a home that in a vast, infinite haste we broke. Let me take you out tonight. Let me show you that the world we had was such a pretty sight we once had. We once had. No, 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 no. We'll end our days with video games. Ghosts. The air was erasing me. Scorching.
to my lungs. But in my mind, I'm not afraid. So come, baby, let me take you out tonight. Let me show you that the world we had was such a pretty sight. We once had.
It's Peter Cat Recording Company here on World Cafe. Seed, song from their new album Beta, which is available now. Want to thank Surikant and Kartik from the band for being here. Guys, congratulations on the album. Have a safe rest of 2024, a good close to the tour, and please come back and see us again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us.
We're back in a moment with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Thanks again to Surikant and Kartik from the band Peter Cat Recording Company. Their new album, Beta, is available now. It's one of my favorite records of last year. So wildly inventive, so much fun, so thoughtful, really brilliant musicians. Also, they swore a lot. We had to bleep some stuff and edit it. It was a lot of fun to talk to them. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. If you missed any of it, you can find it at worldcafe.org with the archive of all of our sessions. Getting back into music with Florence and the Machine, here's Shake It Out.
Something's to myself. I'd like to keep my can't be stronger than life itself. We can be solid, but hardly me.
talk about a record that feels like it doesn't belong to an era. And I think part of that is because it was released when time stopped moving in 2020 during the pandemic. Tame Impala from The Slow Rush, Lost in Yesterday. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Towards the end of 2024, there were rumors that Julian Baker, of the band Boy Genius, and singer-songwriter Torres were connecting to work on a record together. Looks like there is a new album coming in 2025, and here is the first taste. The song is called Sugar in the Tank. It's Julian Baker and Torres. Clear as day in the dark.
the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Me staring off the cliff again and looking down on everyone. Wish my goodbyes could be more innocent, but every part just wants to run. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on, like the deep, deep current of the river bend. I have to keep moving on. This time's I need direction. This time's I need to roam. I move station to station. I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow. I am my own home. It's alright, it's alright. It's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright. It's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. So if you're falling through the cracks again, maybe the fall was by design. Cause someone's gonna break your heart again. That's just proof that you're alive. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on. Like the deep, deep current of the riverbed, I have to keep moving on. There's times I need direction, there's times I need to roam. I move station to station, I showed up here alone. I am my own. My own home. It's
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050. KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.